KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Lots of high school wrestling around the area last night. Let's take a look at some of those event results from last evening. Atlantic hosting a four-team meet. It was Atlantic Cam over Griswold, 78-6. Atlantic Cam defeating Audubon 72-6, and Atlantic Cam downing Clarinda 70-6, sweeping all three of their matches. Clarinda won twice, beating Audubon 48-18, and Clarinda down Griswold 45-12. Audubon also defeated Griswold 30-18. A triangular at Logan Magnolia last night saw Logan Magnolia win twice. The Panthers beat AHSTW 47-33. Also Loma over Woodbine 77-6. It was AHSTW topping Woodbine 60-16. A quad at Missouri Valley saw Mo Valley win three times, beating Denison 66-16. They downed Tri-Center 54-24, and Mo Valley over West Harrison 78-6. Also, Tri-Center beat West Harrison 66-6. Tri-Center over Denison 42-33. Denison beat West Harrison 72-6. Also, another quad at Nottoway Valley High School saw ACGC win three times. Chargers beat Nottoway Valley 55-12, ACGC over East Union 46-36, and ACGC beating West Central Valley 48-36. Nottoway Valley beat East Union 37-27, Nottoway Valley over West Central Valley 42-38, and it was West Central Valley topping East Union 42-33. Underwood hosting a triangular last night. Underwood beating Glenwood 49-25. Underwood beat Riverside 45-33. And Riverside topping Glenwood 42-37. Also in a duel at Carroll, it was Winterset winning 54-28 over Carroll. Central Decatur hosting a triangular. It was Bedford-Lennox beating Central Decatur 60-18. Bedford-Lennox over Wayne 48-26. Wayne beat Central Decatur 36-32. Also at Clark last night, Clark Murray defeated East Mills 42-33. Clark Murray over Shenandoah 66-12. Clark Murray also beat Southwest Valley 54-30. East Mills defeating Mount Air 40-27. East Mills over Southwest Valley 54-24. East Mills also a winner over Shenandoah 48-28. Mount Air beat Southwest Valley 48-30. Mount Air over Shenandoah 45-24. And Southwest Valley on criteria wins 31-30 over Shenandoah. Also, a quad at Kemper Catholic last night saw Gilbert win three times. Gilbert beat Roland Story 59-15. Gilbert over Perry 42-40. It was Gilbert over Kemper Catholic 48-30. Kemper Catholic picked up a couple of wins over Roland Story 58-18 and over Perry 39-36, while Perry beat Roland Story 45-30 in high school wrestling last night. In high school basketball last night, part of our doubleheader in girls' hoops last night, it was Stanton over Riverside 70-20. Five different Stanton players in double figures. Marley Johnson had 15 to lead the way for the Vi-Queens. Also, Bedford beat Murray 47-32. Denison over Storm Lake 68-34. Earlham beat Coon Rapids Bayard 44-37. Johnson Brock over Sydney 46-38. West Monona beat West Harrison 71-15 in girls' basketball. In boys' hoops last night, it was Stanton over Riverside in the other half of our doubleheader here on the radio. Vikings win at 66-34 behind Tyler Peterson, who led four double-figure scorers for Stanton with 16 points. Also, Harlan beat Blair, Nebraska, 73-46. Denison over Storm Lake, 80-47. Glidden-Ralston topping West Central Valley, 61-36 in boys' hoops last night. On college men's basketball, Northwest Missouri State junior Ryan Hawkins scored 43 points and carried number one-ranked Bearcats to an 87-53 road win over the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Northwest moved to 8-0 on the season, 1-0 in MIAA play, and they extended their win streak to 46 in a row. Lincoln fell to 2-5 overall, 0-1 in the conference. Hawkins tied for the second most points ever scored by a Bearcat with his 43-point performance as he went 14 of 19 from the field, was 11 of 12 at the free throw line. Hawkins sank 4 of 7 from three-point range and also had a team-best three steals. Hawkins scored 26 first-half points and helped the Bearcats build a 42-25 lead at the break. The Bearcats shot 54.3% from the floor and buried 28 of 31 at the free throw line. Lincoln was held to 39% from the field and made only 5 of 8 free throws. Diego Bernard was the only other Bearcat to reach double-figure scoring with 17 points. Bernard led all players with 9 rebounds. Northwest will travel to Warrensburg, Missouri to take on Central Missouri on Saturday with a 3 o'clock tip time. In top 25 men's college hoops, Auburn needed to stage a late rally to remain undefeated through 8 games of their men's basketball schedule. Christian Okoro scored a season-high 18 points, including 2 free throws, with 1.6 seconds left in overtime to lift the 14th-ranked Tigers to an 81-78 victory over Furman. The Tigers stormed back from a 14-point second-half deficit to improve to 8-0 on the season. Iowa may be shorthanded once again in tonight's Big Ten opener at 4th-ranked Michigan. C.J. Frederick and Cordell Pemsel both missed the game at Syracuse with injuries, and Coach Fran McCaffrey says neither practiced on Thursday.
The guys have really stayed together and, embraced the opportunity that some guys got to play more. Okay, I'll play more. I can do more. They're confident in themselves, and the players are confident in each other.
McCaffrey says the Wolverines have not missed a beat under first-year coach Juwan Howard.
The ball's in the hands of the people that make plays, and I see no selfishness at all. They play defense, they rebound, they compete, and they've got some depth.
McCaffrey says the Big Ten is loaded with impact big guys. Two of them will be on display tonight. Hawkeye junior Luca Garza is averaging 20 points and 10 rebounds, while Michigan's 7-foot-1-inch senior center John Teske averages 14 points and nearly 10 rebounds.
Which is interesting if you think about it, because so many teams are going small. But there are some really good bigs in this league, all of whom can score. They're not just rebounders and defenders. They do that too, but they can score.
Pre-game is set for 4:30 this afternoon, a little earlier start time. We'll have it for you tonight on KJAN. The tip time set for 5:30 from Ann Arbor. In women's college hoops last night, Kristen Scott scored 20 points and pulled down 8 rebounds as Iowa State picked up a 75-66 win over Alabama in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Ray Johnson added 17 points and 8 assists, while Inez Nazirwa added 13 points and 8 rebounds. Ashley Jones had 12 points and 7 boards and a nice team effort as Iowa State improves to 6-1. Also, Drake picked up a big win, a 103-18 victory over Waldorf. 12 players scored for Drake last night. Maggie Niegard, Becca Hittner, and Sarah Beth Gelder all scored 15 points, and Sarah Ryan chipped in 14. To help the Bulldogs' effort, they improved to 7-2 on the season. Well, the Chicago Bears find themselves back in the mix for an NFC playoff berth after handling the Dallas Cowboys at Soldier Field last night. Mitchell Trubisky threw 3 touchdown passes and ran for a score in the Bears' 31-24 victory over the slumping Cowboys. Trubisky shook off an early interception near the goal line to complete 23 of 31 passes for 244 yards, helping Chicago improve to 7-6. Allen Robinson caught 2 TD passes, and Anthony Miller had 1 as Chicago tied a season high for points while winning for the 4th time in 5 games. Dallas leads the NFC East by a half game over the Eagles. The Bears have 2 more losses than the Vikings in the battle for the final NFC wildcard spot. Pittsburgh Steelers running back James Conner will miss a 3rd straight game as the team tries to bolster their playoff hopes. Conner took some reps with the scout team Thursday, but declared himself out for Sunday's game against Arizona due to his aching right shoulder. He initially hurt that shoulder in the final minutes of a win over Miami on October 28th and has played part of just 1 game since that time. Well, Cincinnati Reds and infielder Mike Moustakas have finalized a 4-year, $64 million contract. That's the richest free agent deal in franchise history. Moustakas hit .254 with 35 homers and 87 RBIs for the Brewers last season, with an 845 OPS, making the All-Star team for a 3rd time. The 9-year Major League veteran has belted 182 home runs and driven in 561 runs in his career for the Royals and the Brewers. Outfielder Jake Mariznick has been acquired by the Mets from the Astros for a pitching prospect, Blake Taylor, and minor league outfielder Kennedy Corona. And the Brewers acquired catcher Omar Narvaez from the Mariners for minor league pitcher Adam Hill and a compensation round pick in next June's amateur draft. Narvaez becomes Milwaukee's replacement for Yasmani Grandal, who signed a 4-year, $73 million deal with the White Sox. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.